Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in my home state of Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad that you all could tune in. As well as those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad to have all of you with us as well. As you all know, I mean, one of the main reasons why I do this program is because I love being able to share great individuals with all of you, to be able to tell stories that maybe you have not heard about. Our next guest has been able to do the exact same thing, but using the gift of film. We're excited to welcome to our program today Firman Rojas. He's not only a writer and director, but an individual who's been able to produce projects we're going to be talking about on this program, but through his vehicle of DKR Films, he's been able to share those literally with the world. We'll talk to Firman about the journey of doing what he loves, how he's been able to overcome challenges, but also what it's been like for him to see the rewards that come from telling these stories and being able to unite people around the world. If you're just now hearing about DKR, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can find out more information. But Firman, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having me on. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Oh, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, when I was prepping for this segment, I thought about, you know, exactly why I do what I do, Firman. And I thought, you know, I think our audience, if they don't take anything else from this conversation with you, they should really be able to appreciate that no matter what your gift is, the important thing is to not only to do it to the best of your ability, but to make sure that you're able to help other people along the way. What has that been like for you as you looked at what you've been able to do as, you know, as a producer, as a director, and using this platform that you have? What has it been like for you to do just that?
Well, that's a great question, and one of the great motivators that we have at DKR Films is, as we describe on our website, our mission is to produce socially conscious material, and one of the great pleasures is that it brings us close to very intimate stories about folks that you may not necessarily get to know on a very intimate level. For example, our last documentary was about artists living and working in Cuba. And it provided a very close, intimate portrait of not only what artists, or visual artists, are going through in Cuba today, but also what they went through in the 90s, which is called in Cuban history the special period, which was after the Soviet Union fell out and they were left with no support from the Soviet Union, a blockade from the, or the embargo, as we call it here, from in the United States. And they were kind of caught in the middle in how they were able to continue teaching art and making art. And those are very intimate stories that we don't necessarily hear every day, either in the United States or abroad around the world.
Right.
One of the interesting things after that film, some of those artists have gone on to become very, very well known in the art market, not necessarily as a result of the film because of their talent. But it was we were able to provide a platform where people got to know them a little bit more intimately, and that's always a great pleasure. Other stories that we're working on now currently are one of our producers and directors, Bruce Donnelly, who directed the first film called Alumbrones. The Cuban film is now working on a project we call Africa Untold, which is about emerging leaders in South Africa. Now that apartheid has been gone for a couple of decades or more, and how those people are shaping the future of their country. So we get to give back by ourselves, giving voice to some people that might not get their stories out. And that's always very rewarding.
Right. For sure. And I think, again, I mean, normally when we talk about things being worldwide, Firman, we don't really mean worldwide, but you guys have been able, through DKR Films, to actually be able to be international for sure. I mean, you mentioned Mano a Mano, and I think that's the group that you were talking about with the new project. When I was, again, when I was prepping for this segment and I went on and was able to listen to their music, I have to say, and I'm sure other people who are listening to this conversation, and I definitely invite them to go to your website, which is dkrfilms.com. They'll be able to find out about these films, and of course, then you direct them to the websites like acubanmano.com where you can find out about the group. I would have never heard about them had it not been for what you've done with DKR Films and being able to tell that story. Is that one of the things that, that you have heard from people, that because of the work you're doing, you're introducing people to individuals that they would not have heard of otherwise?
Yeah, the Manu Manu story is a very interesting one. As a result of doing the first documentary in Cuba, Alumbrones, about the artists, one of the artists said to me, all I can leave behind is a record of what I've done for my country. And having been Cuban-born, I thought I needed to do something. So I decided that it was a great time. I don't know why I decided it was a great time to found Cuba's first gay men's chorus. And that project began in 2014, at the beginning of 2014, before the two countries had, U.S. and Cuba had resumed relations. And Mano Mano became Cuba's first gay men's chorus and eventually came toward the United States. And that particular story has had worldwide reach, particularly when the group toured the United States this past summer. So right now we've begun editing a documentary about their story and how it's a metaphor for U.S.-Cuba relations from 2014 to the present. And that's a particular story that has great international implications, because it's a glimpse into not only the gay community in Cuba, but also the economics of Cubans today, of Cuba today, and how people live and survive in Cuba today. And that's we were very happy to see that in part of the film roster for the New York Film Festival this week, there were two very important films about Cuba. One, a film from 1969 called Memories of Stunted Growth, and then the other one is called Cuba Today, Cuba Country or Death, Cuba Today, the Fatherland or Death, and that is a film about, you know, what's going on in Cuba today. And for us, it's great to be able to contribute to that dialogue of this country that's been very taboo for the last 50 years, and all of a sudden there's a great interest in it. And we really, from the United States point of view, most people don't know about Cuba today. And again, with the South Africa story, where we want to tell the stories about what people there are doing today to better their country. And we're hoping we have worldwide reach on that story as well. The last film, Alumbrones, was shown at the United States, United Nations Film Festival, and it's been adopted as part of their films, and also as part of the film library at the Academy of Arts and Sciences. So yeah, we hope we're reaching a worldwide audience. Basically, all we do is put our noses to the grindstone and move ahead. You know, we were chatting briefly before this interview about what motivates us to do film and express in this medium, which is a very difficult medium. And I think it's that old adage, you know, one part inspiration, 99% perspiration. Anybody who does film will tell you have to be a little crazy to do it, and anybody who does documentaries will tell you have to be completely insane to do it. But it's just rewarding. It's very difficult because in the process you have to have a lot of self-reflection, and it informs the film, and the film informs your own life. I think most documentary filmmakers will tell you that.
Yeah. You know, I think it's interesting, though, and I'm so glad that you said what you just said for me, because I think, you know, the other side is there's the fear of not knowing what's going to happen and how it's going to be received. You know, we live in a world that definitely does not mind telling you when they don't like something, sometimes even before they see it or hear it. You know, it's just the natural inclination for some. So I guess an obvious question as an entrepreneur, I'll ask you this, and as a fellow creative, is, what made you say it's worth the risk? Because I think for a lot of people listening to this conversation, when they think about what they want to do and they look at, okay, there's definitely a need for whatever it is that I want to do, but can I really do it? What made you say there's a need and I want to help fill that need?
Well, I think particularly for the Mano Mano story, the need was a very personal one. As a Cuban-American, having left Cuba in 1966 and returned almost 45 years later, I felt a very personal need to have a reunification, a deep spiritual and heartfelt reunification with my country of birth. That became the immediate need. Also the need to have some kind of legacy. You know, I don't have children, so nobody's going to inherit my name. And yeah. So I felt this immediate, you know, need to leave something of myself behind and find a connection of my own that I, you know, not just to say, hey, I was born in Cuba, that makes me Cuban, but I've contributed to the part of the history of my country. And that became the immediate need. Everything else, you just kind of plow forward, you know, and you say, well, no matter what comes up, you know, as far as a difficulty or a logistic, I'm just going to address one thing at a time, and slowly but surely I'll put the pieces together. Of course, with making film, part of that logistic, which is a harsh reality, is finances, and you have to be very smart right. as a filmmaker as to how you're going to finance your project, and then of course comes the raising awareness for it so that you can find distribution and all those technical things. But the immediate personal need to form a story and tell it far outweighs any of the practical or impractical logistics of getting a project done, whether it be funding or time frames or travel or whatever it is. If you bite it off in one piece at a time, then you can get it done. If I had known the scope of work and difficulties that we've encountered since we began that particular project till now, I can tell you most certainly I don't think I would have gone down that path. But the rewards have been great. One of the most wonderful moments was when the group came on tour to the United States. That was the culmination of a 2-year collaboration with Damon's Course of Los Angeles to make that happen. And one of the most rewarding moments was after one of the performances, there were many Cuban people in the audience. And this one woman comes up and grabs one of the singers in the group and says to him, she goes, thank you so much for bringing a part of me back to me, because I have not been back to Cuba since I left. And you've made me feel so proud of my heritage one more time. And I get choked up talking about it, because that's the most you can hope for sure. with a film or a project or anything else.
Exactly. So true. And again, going back to how we began this conversation with you, Furman, I think it's because of what you've been able to do through DKR Films that this was even possible. I mean, the telling of the story, the introducing of this
yes.
group, the forming of this group, and then bringing them here to the States to be a part of that experience for that woman. Again, it all is interconnected. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm excited to welcome to our program today Furman Rojas. We're talking to him not only about his work as a producer and director, but also what he's been able to do through the vehicle that is DKR Films to be able to share stories that matter to him, as he was sharing here, a very personal story, but also that other people are resonating with, as is definitely evident, Furman, because of that story you just shared with the woman after the performance. So, you know, here's the deal. I have found for myself, and I've been very honest this year with my audience about how I've had this conflict of trying to stay present and enjoy what is and what I've been able to do, but also the nagging thing of thinking about the what's next. Or what other thing can I do, or what is coming up next? How have you as a creative been able to balance, like, enjoying that moment with that woman, and then knowing tomorrow's going to bring new opportunities and also new ideas for you to be able to explore?
Well, it's those moments that keep you going and driving you on to the next one. Because if I start to think of, all the work ahead, you know, I'm sure you go through this too, friends and acquaintances and loved ones tell you, oh, how wonderful what you do, that's so creative. And I'm like, people, making films is, 80% emails and accounting, about 20%
right.
filmmaking, so it's the business side of it. But what's very exciting is some of the things that you encounter drive you on to the next idea. As a result of this, the Cuban-American interaction and some of the politics that are happening in our country right now with the elections and all that, believe it or not, one of the things that I've become very fascinated with are the original zombie movies, Night of the Living Dead. And because those were really about social conflict and how people fit into social conflict. So one of the things we're looking at DKR Films, believe it or not, is possibly a short, and by short I mean maybe a 45-minute film, that revisits the spirit and content of those original zombie movies. So, yeah, just what the world needs. We're excited to maybe do another a new zombie film, but not just, with thrills, but with, incorporating some of the social content that we feel is important into that. We've also got another couple of short films in the process looking ahead, which another one from the artist's point of view in Cuba, but these are these young artists that are doing some really wacky, social commentary stuff in Cuba. We've got a short film coming out about them. So we just attack projects one little bit at a time, and then when people ask me for advice, other filmmakers and all that, I said, you know what, you have to be a little patient and forgiving to yourself, because we're always in such a rush to get something done or make sure that we got all the filming we needed or the music right to this or that, and just you have to hang on to those moments like I was describing with the lady.
Right.
And feel that reward. It's like, okay, this is the ultimate payback, not necessarily financial or anything else, but that's what's going to drive me forward. So, it's a fine line balancing what you're working on and being present in that moment and looking at the next project. Like right now we're in the middle of editing the documentary about Mano Mano, which the working title for that is Revolutions. As in the revolutions on a record player when we listen to music, or we used to. I'm old enough to remember that.
Right.
I don't think you are. And of course the metaphor that serves for that. And staying present in the moment and editing that, I wish I could. I was already done with that project, so I could run off to the next project. But you work it out. You just find a little balance here and there. And one of the great things about particularly the documentary film world is it's, believe it or not, in my opinion, it's a small community of people around the world. And, you have some great, very well-known filmmakers like Michael Gibney and Lucy Walker. And then you have other not as well-known people like Dan Karslake, who made an incredible documentary called For the Bible Tells Me So. And now is working on another incredible film called For They Know Not What They Do. And these are films that are socially important and relevant, and you get to meet everybody I've ever met in the documentary film world has always been so supportive. We are all so supportive of each other, and we really share ideas. There's one of our wonderful collaborators and affiliations is with American Documentary Film Festival, which happens in Palm Springs every spring at the end of April, and they help to promote independent documentary film voices, not only from the United States, but from Europe as well. And we have a great collaboration with their director, Teddy Gruya. And so it's a wonderful community of people that keeps feeding its own creativity.
Right.
And in documentary, especially in independent documentary filmmaking, we're really all of us in it for the love of what we do, because as most people know, very few documentary films are great financial successes. So it's I wish I could tell you one specific thing that drives us to do this other than those moments.
Well,
you made a real difference.
Right. And I was just going to say, Furman, I think, too, knowing that you're doing something that you love and that it's going to impact people. And I think that's the great thing about being independent, is that you're not as beholden to someone else to think about just the financial element of it. I notice even on your website, though, when people do go to dkrfilms.com, they can be able to support, some of the projects there and be able to, to watch them from there. I think, the other thing is, too, knowing that you are in a position that you're taking advantage of the opportunities in front of you, like using the technology that's there, using the ability to connect with people through the internet. And then, of course, social media, which I think has helped so many things to kind of, you know, be known about and to take off. So I think, you know, there's a lot of layers to that thing of the why, I guess, of why we do what we do.
Yeah, I think social media, like any medium, we forget that social media is a medium. And I think with any medium, it can serve to really unite people and help us grow as a global community. And then we've seen during our elections how they can serve other purposes, which are not as productive. So what we try to do with social media is create exactly what you just mentioned, create a community of people online that are interested in similar things. And you know, it's difficult because managing social media is a full-time job nowadays,
yeah,
too, to be able
sure.
to maintain that, you know, daily, monthly, or weekly presence. And depending on where you are in the project, I think it's very important to drive your social media. For example, while Mano Mano was on tour in the United States, it was daily postings, if not twice a day, to keep everybody current, because you know, part of the financial reality of it was, you know, we wanted to get, you know, butts in seats, and social media was great to do that. Also great to get the story out. From the film point of view, it's very important to stay in communication, not even so much for self-promotion, but to stay in communication and hear what other people are doing as well. It's more of a dialogue. For me, social media is more of a dialogue to attract people of like-mindedness or reach out to other people that may not have heard the story or may be able to identify with at least part of what you're doing and find it of interest. So I think it's I'm in my 50s. When I was a kid, social media was, you know, science fiction to us. We didn't even have that word, but that expression rather, but now I've grown to embrace it over the years, and I think it's a wonderful tool to be able to reach other people and exchange ideas. And I think that's the purest form of the medium, and the best use of the medium is to connect people, not to divide people, as we've seen the social media used for recently.
For sure. Yeah. For sure, I totally agree with that, Furman. And really a great lesson and reminder for all of us. Again, everyone, Furman Rojas has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Furman. He's not only a producer and director, but through DKR Films, been able to be a part of some great projects. Many of them you can be able to look forward to, as well as find out more information about by simply going to their website. It's www.dkrfilms.com. Again, that's www.dkrfilms.com. There you can find out more information about the current projects, things that DKR has already done, but also be able to find out how you can stay connected with them as well. You can find all of that information right there on the website. You know, Furman, really glad that you could stop by the program. Really appreciate the time. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome to come back by. We'd love to speak with you again.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, and I really appreciate it. You can also stay in touch with us through Facebook, both at Mano Mano and DKR Films on Facebook as well.
Right. So make sure you all are staying connected with them there, too. Thank you so much for that, Furman. And we definitely want to thank our good friends at Grapevine PR for setting up this conversation with us for today. I want to thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Furman, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can head over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Furman mentioned Facebook. I've already tag them on my Facebook page. You can find them there. And also tag them on my Twitter page, too, so you can find them there. So just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.